Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
44882.
Your name?
Genesis Ludwig.
How do you spell the last name?
L-U-D-W-I-G.
Could there be a different first name?
Nope. I just have a question.
No, she has to take your information.
It's Genesis Ludwig.
Is there any other first name that it could be under?
No.
That starts with an A?
Is it Annette Ludwig?
Okay, for security, can you confirm the address?
44882.
No, ma'am, it's Genesis, not Annette.
I did find an account under Annette, but I do need the address to be confirmed.
No, that's me. It's Genesis, and the address is 4324 State Route 67, Sycamore, Ohio.
Thank you. I do have an account under Annette Ludwig with that address, ma'am. I do see that there was a contest entry done for the mixer by the Byte Sub Service last month. How can I help you?
For what?
I went to the bank today, and I was asking why my bank was so low with money. Iwana, and the bank people said that your company, apparently I spent over $100 with you guys, which I never did.
So I don't see where you spent over $100 with us, ma'am. I showed last month, either whoever's email is genesisludwig680@gmail.com, they signed up for a contest entry for the mixer by the Byte Sub Service. We did attempt to renew to keep the customer entered into the contest entry for May 12th. However, it was not successful. It looks like it is still trying, though. Let's see. It's a recipe guide company that helps you cut carbs and boost energy, and you get provided
ma'am.
The contest each week.
Ma'am, you take that off. We didn't even sign up for that. So I don't understand why you're taking money out of this account.
Okay, so you're stating you never signed up for a mixer sweepstakes where you pay just postage if you win back on April 12th?
No.
Okay, no problem. So since you're claiming that, ma'am, we do have to follow the fraud protocol here. We have the IP address from the device that was used, and we do take fraud very seriously. So what I'm going to be doing is getting you transferred over to the fraud department. They do contact the local authorities, provide them with that IP address. They do locate, track down, and prosecute the owner of that device to the fullest extent of the law. We are required to advise that false claims of fraud could be charged with a penalty such as a fine. So as long as you're sure you or no one in your household did a free gift sweepstakes last month, we can go ahead and get you transferred to begin the investigation.
Just stop. Don't make no more, try to make, take any more payments out of that bank account.
Well, if price is a primary concern, we could plug in a $20 price drop for you.
No, just stop. No more payments out of that bank account.
I do understand. Well, per your request, the account has been terminated, and I will make sure that we do not try and collect for the May